Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the beast. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering graphics, just shadow the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content to view that is. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
We
got a couple
with
beats,
we brought up beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we show love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made grind, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it live forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what up, everybody? Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 592. You know what I'm saying? We got another legend we're going to add to the archives, courtesy of the homie DJ Lord Sinister of France. He set this one up. I can't take credit for it. Let me bring him on. What's up, Sin? How you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. What's up, Scott? Yeah, it's a legend we have here. Lil Grimm from Memphis,
he's a legend out of Memphis, you know what I'm saying? An artist, producer, Children of the Corn, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into his history for sure, and we got some dope music as well, you know what I'm saying? He's got a couple of old ones, a couple of new ones, you know what I'm saying? You know, hopefully the cats that are listening can really appreciate this because it's a rare interview. I don't think I've heard anybody interview Lil Grimm before, so you know this special.
It's
one.
The first time, yes.
Definitely. And our Memphis archive too. You know what I'm saying? It's deep as hell. We got so many people on there. Of course, there's so many we still need to get. We're going to keep getting into Memphis cats, you know what I'm saying, as well. All these other regions that are slept on, you know what I'm saying, by these bigger platforms.
He was on the Memphis Underground Legend, like you have Blackout or DJ Sound or some people like that who have an underground mystic era, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of people are influenced by guys like Lil Grimm. I mean, you know, there's a whole genre, you know what I'm saying? And there's so many cats that, I know a lot that they got their whole styles based off of those early Memphis tapes, you know what I'm saying, they were put out. It's going strong today. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to address something before we bring on Lil Grimm, just real quick on a side note. You know what I'm saying? To the mainstream media outlets, you know what I'm saying? Man, y'all can eat a dick for real. I'm sick of you motherfuckers giving douchebags like Kodak Black the platform to even say that he's better than Tupac and Biggie because he's alive and they're dead. Where are these young motherfuckers getting the balls and the audacity to keep disrespecting the dead legends like this and not get checked? Why ain't they getting checked by anybody? It's just, to me, it's disrespectful. We didn't come up that way. You know what I'm saying? We always respected those before us and paid homage to them and you know what I'm saying, showcase them in a positive light. These young motherfuckers today, some of them have no respect at all. You know what I'm saying? They need to start getting checked. I'm just saying, I'm not advocating violence on anybody, but somebody needs to start checking these young motherfuckers that have no respect. Shout out to the ones that do. We've had many of them on the show. I love the youth. There's a lot of good positive youth movements out there. You know what I'm saying? But to the motherfuckers that have no respect for those before them, man, fuck them dudes. You know?
Yeah.
My chest. You know what I'm saying? Because I talk to lame streams all day, man. Fuck the lame streams on the ground for life. Let's bring on the homie Lil Grimm, man. I want to hear his story. Lil Grimm, how you doing, brother?
All right, what's good, brother? Y'all all right?
Yeah, what's up, brother Grimm?
Real good.
Man, everything, man. I appreciate y'all cats too, man.
Man, we definitely appreciate you because you know, not only have you been putting out dope music for years, but you're continuing to do so to this day. And thank you for giving cats, you know what I'm saying, some type of foundation. When did you, for the people that don't know, Lil Grimm, when did you first get your start in putting out tapes in Memphis?
So we got our start back in, I say, 94. Me and Mally, we was still in high school, man. And, man, we was in my guy E. Scott car, man. And, you know, we blazed up, man, and we rolled around. And we just came up with this name with CeCe. CeCe said, bruh, we going to call Children of the Corn, bruh. You know, we were bullshit. We were, like, thinking it was just bullshit, man. We just going to ride around and just get high, do what we do, and we start freestyling, man, because all of us knew each other. So I said, man, let's go put a song together. So we hooked up with Shawty Pimp. I know another legend underground guy that's in Memphis. We went over Shawty Pimp house, and, you know, the first joint we ever done was Murder on My Mind. So after we did the Murder on My Mind joint, we kept it going, man, and we hooked up with Teflon. We wasn't even really calling ourselves the Children of the Corn then. We were still Westwood Click. And I didn't even have a beat machine at the time. But Rashid, some kind of way, talked my moms into getting me a beat machine. Man, I got a DR5 and a DR660 and a Gemini sampler and a 4-track. And, bro, the rest is history.
Yeah.
And this is early 90s, man, 94. So you're part of the first wave Memphis rap was like Spanish Fly, of course, Gangsta Pat, you know, Paul G and that. And you're part of the second, which included, I'm saying, cats like, you know, I'm saying, I imagine, well, you came after Squeaky and Zerk, didn't you?
Yeah. We looked up to Squeaky and Paul and Juicy J and Carlos Brody, all those guys, you know. That's kind of when I first heard trap from Zerkin and Squeaky, you know, with the 808s and all that. Too many cats wasn't using that down here. And, you know, with Paul, you know, Paul and Squeaky, it was almost like a competition with them who was making the dope beat. So I said, all right, I'm gonna find this little mediator in between and make mine similar to theirs, but I'm going to take it to a whole nother level with I was trying to master both sides. I was sampling. And I was doing the dog stuff, which our city is known for. So I said, I'm going to learn how to do both of these sides, and I'm going to blend it all together. And that's how we came up with our whole signature style.
So you were taking the best of both worlds, so to speak, and creating your own style out of it. And then before too long, people are looking to you for that inspiration. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, man, I want to sound similar to his. So you know, by you doing this, it opened the door and created a fan base all over the world for you, right?
Exactly, man. I can remember like yesterday, DJ Paul came to my house, man, and we used to go to his house a lot too because nobody didn't know that it was me doing all the beats. And Paul came to me and was like, bruh, you know you need to ride with us and rock with us, man, because everybody think I do all y'all beats. He said, because y'all, nobody don't see y'all face because we was low-key, man. We was really meaning what we was doing. We were just doing music for the hood. But Paul wanted us to get with him. And matter of fact, the first show we ever opened up for was because of DJ Paul and Juicy J let us open up. But we never got to finish the show because, you know the guys I was running with, man, they went with that shit, man. And one guy said some shit to us, man, and we never could really finish the show because We always got the fighting, bro.
The fighting in Memphis, you know what I'm saying, like the get buck, you know what I'm saying, the gangster walk and all that. We've seen videos of it, you know, those of us who weren't from Memphis. And it looked fucking crazy. Like, it looked like some type of insane mosh pit. Is that how it was? I mean, with people just throwing balls and just people.
Exactly.
Break down how some of the concerts were.
This was around the time, man, when Paul fell out with Player Fly, man, and we were about to go on the stage, and I guess because the guys seen us coming there with Paul and them, and the guys got to holler, Triple Bitch Mafia, and you know what I mean, like, hold up, man, you don't call nobody no bitch, and they think we was rocking with Paul, so we had to do what we do, but prior to that, you know what I mean, while the music was going, it's just like hood. You got Orange Mountain, Westwood, North Memphis, South Memphis. It's everybody, you know, doing the Memphis different, but they ride with each other. And it's like you said, it's a big mosh pit, man. And it's everybody in the middle. You dancing, but you trying to bow a nigga or hit a nigga to fight. It's crazy. It's no place like it. There's no scene like it. Man, you looking at it, that's what you'll say, man, this some dog crazy shit. You have to stay here to understand it, because now that I look at it, now that I'm older, I'm like, man, that was some crazy shit that we went through, man. It's still like that to this day. These new generation, these kids, they really have taken it to the level. They really dancing and making it a competition. But back in our day, the Scarface Al days and all that, when you hear a Lil could drive by, man, somebody was going to get hurt out there on that floor.
That's crazy.
You have the lofi sound like earlier DJs back in Memphis have, like a Blackout or DJ Sound, DJ Ball have. But in the same time, you have you were the first to sample Curtis Mayfield or Ray Parker, Isaac Brothers. I think about Devil Shit or Black Magic or which way should I go? He was the first to put the sound, the real sound in Memphis, in fact. Can you tell us
exactly
about this one?
Like, being from Memphis, we like in the middle, you know what I mean? So we grew up on listening to the New York rap and Ghetto Boys and what A-Ball and MJG did, because people don't understand, when they first joined coming out hard, those were samples. You know what I mean? So we had the best of both worlds, man. We got to listen to all Dr. Dre. We got to listen to New York, and we got to listen to Miami bass. So I said, all right, man, to be different, I'm going to start doing some of this New York shit, because when I first started sampling, it wasn't even heard of it down here. People used to laugh at me, man, you trying to sound like those New York cats and this and that, this and that. So I said, all right, man, I'm going to blend both worlds. I'm going to get these albums that my father left me, and I'm going to blend these joints in, and I'm going to try to make a sound that nobody never created. Not for being from Memphis, you know what I mean? Yeah, you heard it, the New York, you know when it's a New York record, you know the drums, and everybody know how Dr. Dre shit sound. But I'm like, bro, I'm going to make this shit where it can sound grimy, evil, dark, whatever it got to be, whatever you want to call it, but it's going to be its own unique lo-fi sound.
Yeah, especially Devil Shit was a crazy track. A lot of youngsters are very influenced by this track and by Shadow of the Corn. And also by the disco Isaac Brothers.
Exactly. I saw Suicide Boys. They made a whole song off the joint, man. I saw that joint. Yeah, it took us by storm, man. I didn't. Now, we was doing music for the hood. We wasn't doing nothing to try to make it. I never was on no real business stuff, man. And man, I tried to run away from who I was, but we left it. Like, people don't understand the Children of the Corn era was from I was 17, 18, and 19. 19 years old. We all went our separate ways because we was growing up. Everybody got the best and worst of us because we was young. We were trying to figure out our spirituality and trying to balance our scales. And being younger from Memphis, we seeing all this evil shit around us. And, man, we were just trying to express ourselves. So when we hit the ages of 20, 21, most people, we just went off. And, man, I left and went to Atlanta, and I tried to reinvent myself. I called myself a whole nother name, which was Cyrus, and I end up getting XXL magazine from a whole nother, trying to be a whole nother person. But people start telling me, like, bro, you know, all your old music is on YouTube and everybody's bugging out for the saying you inspired them. And, man, that's when I knew then. I can't run from who I am, man. This is who I am. I'm Grim, man. All right, so that's what brought me back to it. And, I mean, you know, we growing up in Memphis, you grow up fast, and you just trying to figure out who you are. And all the stuff we did, we had to go through that because it was our testimony. It was our journey, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's what's up.
Memphis influenced a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, other places. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
exactly.
Did that in Atlanta, you know, and you guys, you know, it doesn't seem like the city gets the credit it deserves. You know what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't.
Do you feel that Memphis kind of gets slighted sometimes?
We get slighted. We birthed, to me, what they call trap. They was calling crunk before that, and before that was horrorcore. I mean, our city never gets the credit. It's like everybody has to leave to make it, but everybody comes here to, you know, get off the culture and all that. But we influence the whole world. Everything that's popping right now is off 3-6 Mafia. It's what they created, what I found, what DJ Squeaky, you know, what Squeaky rolling with Dolph. All the sounds that out right now from, you know, what's the 808 Mafia and all those guys before them, it was us. But nobody really know about us. They don't understand that before they got they style, it was us.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, because Memphis, you know, is more of a dark, you know what I'm saying, crunk, you know what I'm saying, horrorcore than gangster nip. You know, gangster nip,
exactly.
That's his. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
His. Exactly. He the king.
Memphis has its own sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing
exactly.
Else like it. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you what we're going to do, Lil Grim. We're going to go one of these classic tracks, you know what I'm saying, and then we're going to get into some new stuff. But we're going to play a song and then come right back. This one's called Devil Shit, man. Why don't you intro this one for us? Tell us about this classic.
Indeed, man. We did this in, I say, 95, and the girl that's on there, Miss Crazy, she got murdered, man. It's very sensitive to us, man. Man, R.I.P. to Miss Crazy, man. And, man, that was a dope song back in the day. I can't really remember it because it all was foggy, you know. I want to get to all that, but, man, but that's a legendary song, man. I salute y'all, man.
Yeah.
Check it out, Devil Shit.
Be right back. Lil Grim. Don't go nowhere.
Quickly, I destroy this business since it's the unholy one. Now the Lord is calling me to worship the begotten Son. Should I go before my God and ask him to forgive my sins? Should I worship heaven? Is it burnt eternally again? Now I'm thinking suicide will lead me to this deadly choice. Seven days, my evil ways of crucifix with no remorse. Can't you hear it in my voice? This shit will never disappear. Someone called Houdini the great to give my evil last a cure. Grabbing my father like banging these bottles to weep. I'll prove my damn evil. If I may say so myself, devil, she crucifix, satanic rituals, magic of blackness that worships the devil. Red rum is murder, and murder is dead. Don't force me to quickly break out with the nine. Visions of demons that run through my head. And angels that constantly fuck with my mind. L-I-F-D-O, we stand for Shadow, L-C-V-I-L. Devil, she keeps on prevail, so I guess I'll burn in hell. Satan cannot hold me, man, I walk his mother whole way down. Quickly, I pull off that dope and hit this bitch without a frown. Now I fall in deep into a trend that I just can't reverse. Look into my deadly eyes, somehow don't you feel your curse? Popping this glass on them hearties, so where you would think I was having a fever. My grip was in so many bullets and serving this law that you die from an overdose.
Oh, baby, you are
taking and breaking from all of this shit going on in my head. I can't help that I'm scared of the evil that led me to walk through the valley with my infrared. So I watch my back, cause I'm down with a motherfucking jet. Never creep on a killer who's like to drill a damn hole through your body. Be forcing a cataract. Deal with these messy pin legs. I can't fuck with this feeling. They got me visualizing demon in mouth of that torture. My memory was me to go get mine and rather than that on a bitch. Engine number 9, aiming at the fucking spine. Hey, you're about to kick the scram with my pistol. Get the fine, get the bitch. On your head, leave your dead. Double time. Gotta get away from all these demons fucking with my mind.
That vintage sound, the way y'all is flipping on that, man. Rest in peace,
yes,
homie, man. She was cold on that track. She was
the greatest, man. That was to be 17, Miss Crazy, man. 901 Thug. She was the greatest female rapper, man, I ever been around in my life, man. That good ass, she was our heart, man. And before the Migos flow and all that, I want people to understand, man, before everything, that Double Time flow, I know we heard Skinny Pimpin' and no Lord Infamous, man. Rest in peace to that God too, man. Those guys, they were great, man. But before that Migo flow, everybody down here was doing that. They don't even understand it.
Yeah,
but
talk.
It's true.
Yeah.
That you know, they a lot of them dudes, they don't want to give credit where credit's due. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They don't want to, you know. Well, you look at this too. You know, there was the beef, you know, with Bone and Do or Die and Crucial Conflict and 3-6 Mafia and
exactly.
Everything. Tommy Wright, and really all three cities was doing their own thing. Like I said, Memphis, man, nobody liked Memphis. Chicago, they was flipping it, but it was their own thing.
Exactly.
Same thing with the Bone Thugs, their own thing, you know. But you guys, you know what I'm saying, you seem to have an influence over a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, globally. I noticed a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, in different countries, they'd be rapping like that. How does that make you feel, knowing that you have an influence that stretches around the globe?
To be truthfully, it's just starting to hit me, I say, last year, man. You know, when you're doing music, you're doing it for the love. You're not looking at to influence nobody, because you was influenced by people. I was influenced by Easy and all these guys that came for me. Like, I was listening to you, what you were saying. Like, I pay homage to Pop and Biggie and all that. I'm listening to these cats. They inspired me. And I know Biggie and them got in the game just to do what they do. And you know what I mean? Now, you look at it 25 years later, he didn't influence the world. Him and Pop. So it took me 15-20 years to now look on the net when people saying, "Brad, man, you inspired me, man. I look up to you, y'all flow and this and that." It to be truthful, man, it's fucking amazing now, bro. I'm just not really taking that in. Like, wow, bro, because we weren't trying to influence nobody. We were just being ourselves. That what made it authentic.
Yeah. Shelton is calling. and Rabbi Yad Kodesh on as the same group, why do they have two different names, in fact?
Say it again. You were breaking up.
Oh, I say Children of the Corn and Rabbi Yad Kodesh. It's the same group, in fact. Why do they have two different names, in fact?
I brought out the Havoc list. I think it had around 10 to 15 songs on there, and the single was just letting everybody know that we was coming, man. And because I tried to tell a story with which one, with each one of the albums, I tried to bring out the single, then I brought out the Havoc, and then I brought out the last chapter was letting you know that we finna flip into something else. Then we brought out Black House, but the single had two different names because it was some songs that was on the single that wasn't on the Havoc.
Oh, yeah, okay. And you have also, you gave your name too, like Player Grim. And Grim, what was the meaning behind it? Was it, like, it was grimy sound, low key, dissonant, you know?
Yeah. Grim, man, it was some situations that happened, man, you know what I mean? It was, everything with me is spiritual, you know what I mean? It was some situation that happened that made me think darker, you know what I mean? I was always trying to figure out, like I said, my spirituality, man, questioning a whole lot of stuff. So, you know, I used to read on a whole lot of stuff on Odin and all that, man. You know, they called him Grimm and all that, man. I got control of my life, man, and then, you know what I mean? It's like, so if I'm going to battle darkness, I'm going to battle darkness to get to my light. So I said, all right, man, I'm going to call myself Grimm, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be Grimm because I'm going to be hell on these tracks, man, and I'm going to be the hell of whatever thing I do until I reach, balance my scales, and get to the light. So with each one, when I call myself Player Grimm on the last chapter, you can tell our content was changing into more, you know, the 8-ball. We still was on there, you know, darker sound or whatever, but each album we was getting more into our adulthood of, you know, shit was changing. It was changing for all of us. So once we got to the Black House, we still kept some of our core songs on there, you know, what our fans, what our people like. But you can tell that we were switching up. So when I was changing names like that, I was changing mentally inside also.
Yeah. You in fact, it's like you put the East Coast feel on your music on Memphis beats, you know. You said mm-hmm. about Dollar Soul, or I think about like you are a Southside Lock Pines, you know, the touch,
exactly
how you do it, you know, and you put Memphis beats, but at the same time it's East Coast feel. Can you tell
exactly.
us about it? What the producer in New York wants to influence you the most?
Exactly, man. The first album I ever was able to buy for myself was De La Soul 3 Feet High Rise. You know, I had plenty of, you know, back in our day, we grew up with the cassette tape. We all dubbed everybody shit from each other. We did what we did. But when I was able to walk up in the record store and get an album, a CD or whatever, I bought De La Soul 3 Feet High Rise. And the production on there by Prince Paul, man, that blew me away, man. Like, man, I ain't never heard no shit like this in my life. Just how they was structuring everything and how the samples was laid. And I said, well, when I get me a beat to sing, I'm going to make production like that. But also being from the South, loving Gangsta Nip and how Ghetto Boy samples were darker, like Mind Playing Tricks on Me. It was an East Coast feel. But what Willie D and all them were saying on it was telling you the story of they darkness trying to overcome. So, like I said, I blend both of those together. But if it wasn't because of being in the middle and getting to hear all areas of music, all sounds of music, I would have never came up with that style.
Yeah, you and some played a lot, Ice Club Brothers. In fact, you grew up into the soul music with your parents, maybe. I know in Memphis, a lot of parents are into music, sound music, between since a long time. Evan, DJ Paul, his parents into music and all them. How much was your influence into sound music?
Exactly, my pop, man, God rest his soul. That's why we call it that album, the last chapter. I was going through so much with him. Like, he came home and he basically died in my face, man. Died in my arms, had a stroke, and my pops got me up on soul music I thought Curtis Mayfield, like, I was riding around listening to Run DMC, well, everybody was listening to Run DMC. I thought Curtis Mayfield was out with Run DMC at that time. I didn't know it was from the 70s because me and my pops just rode around all day listening to Isley Brothers and Curtis Mayfield, and it just influenced me so much, man. He left me at least about 300 albums. And once I got my record player and my sampler, I started getting those jokers and I started, you know, chopping them shits up. So, but my pops introduced me to that soulful music, man, and it did something to me, man, because it always told a story and you can feel it. It wasn't bubblegummy, man. It's like, man, it had that heart and that knock to it, man, and it the shit just feels good, man.
Yeah. Your style was, at the same time, like, lofi and dissonant, at the same time very musical. I think about deep into the woods or in the dark, and on the balance you have Black Magic or Lay It Down. So it was a true combination, in fact.
Exactly. Like I said, yeah. We're trying to balance both sides, man. The yin and the yang, the dark and the light. So once I got on the sampling, you know, if I felt like sampling that day, I mean, I'm going to do some lighter New York sound and stuff, but I'm going to mix our 808s in it, you know, that long bass and all the stuff that we were known for. And that day, if I got up and I was feeling, you know, dark, I was going to do stuff like Suffer and all that. I was just trying to master both sides. I didn't want to be pigeonholed into a hole. This nigga said, bro, all he do is sample or all he do is do beats like this. Now, I want to master both of them and put them together because in our neighborhood, we had five different hoods, man. Westwood is Doubletree, Coral Lake, man, Lakeview Gardens, and Indian Hills. And all the rappers that was around in there in those five little parts of Westwood was all over my house. So I had to learn how to master all their styles. So I had E, Mackie, and Mac B. They was more on some pimp shit, 8-Ball and MJD shit. And you know Red Dog, Flamon, Mally, Sweet Talk, man, CC, they was on some dog shit. So I had to learn how to master both sides to become who I am. If it wasn't because of those guys, I wouldn't be shit, man, because they challenged me, man. And I was on my mom's house. It was the only house where everybody can come over there and rock out like that. And she didn't give a shit.
Everybody had a spot to go to, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It sounded like it was a good place to vibe to. I want to go to another track, Lil Grim. This one here is an unreleased track featuring Red Dog. You were just talking about Red Dog, called Come Up, I believe. Why don't you break this one down before we go into it?
Yeah, man, Red Dog, we recorded this about 4 years ago. Man, the shit dope, man. Red Dog, a legendary MC. And we working on an album as we speak. Me, him, and Mally, both of us gonna come out with a solo joint soon. So I know people waiting to hear that. But Come Up, just me and Future Red Dog.
Oh yeah, we'll be right back with Lil Grim.
I'm on a mission, I'm full of ambition. The turn up so real, niggas stuck in their feelings. Grim say we gon' get it, so homie, let's get it. If you ain't fucking with my clique, don't fuck with my business. Nigga, cause it wanna flip flop. Got two gloves like two spots. Got two rock wilds by my head. Got two bad bitches giving me hit. Got the project locked like Nino Brown, like James Brown. Yeah, I got sold. I'm the godfather of my territory. Send my young goons so they can unload. I'm a boss, nigga, you know it. It'll take much for me to show it. The way I make moves like clockwork, like UPS that got work. Got vital blood on your t-shirt. Buy
violate the game or get murked, bro. Y'all think we playing this kid shit? This ain't no game, we grown folks. My school skills are so qualified. Got a master in hoodology, got a bachelor in hoodonometry. So you think about your I hustle me, but I hustle hard cause I don't sleep. Yo, bitch told me that your game weak. Got the game locked like a padlock. Wanna get some, but you ain't getting no.
Come up. No, no,
boy, you cannot run up.
Run up, run up.
No,
no,
respect my crew up. Oh,
oh,
bitch, you cannot run up.
Run up, run up.
No,
no, no,
yeah, yeah. You know what it is, you know what it is.
Chill, chill.
Break a nigga down just like Crumble Bridge.
Chill, chill.
You know what it is, you know what it is.
Chill.
Break a nigga down just like Crumble. Respect my
come up, come up, come up.
Oh,
oh,
boy, you cannot run up.
Run up, run up.
No,
no.
Respect my
come up, come up, come up.
Oh,
oh,
bitch, you cannot run up.
Run up.
No. Oh, eh, eh, eh.
Yeah, we're back, episode 592. You know what I'm saying? Murder Master Music Show, Lil Grimm. You know what I'm saying? That was Come Up featuring Red Dog. Red Dog's supposed to call in too, ain't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said he was. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, I tell you what, though, you were talking about you guys are going to be dropping a project soon, too. We'll definitely bring y'all back on again, man, and chop it up as well in the future when that
yeah,
drops.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. You got a lot of history, man. I appreciate you for coming on the show today. I know Cindy's got a couple more questions, and we're gonna play another track or two. Cindy, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Red Dog is here too. Yeah, it's another for how Red Dog too on the legendary Shelton of the Corn, and your influence said a lot of people, a lot of youngsters, you know. Oh.
Exactly.
Okay. You got the song with Skinny Pimp and Carmike. Can you tell us about this one? You made Skinny Pimp legendary.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I hooked up, man, with my guy Chip, man. Chip was, I don't know if y'all ever heard of In the Vault, man, but he did. He was working with, you know, the late great Sam Scoffo, all them, and he was working on an album, my boy Chip. And he said he was going to do a joint with Carmike, Skinny, and Gangsta Black. And he came through and got a track, man. And they went over there. They made magic, man. We just never released a joint, man. I got a whole lot of joints with a whole lot of cats. We just, you know, we just never released them joints. One day, I might come out with the greatest hits, go shock a whole lot of people, man, who I done work with. But we just never dropped that joint, and it's a banger, man.
And you got a lot of producers, like, I think about like DJ Sound, Blackout, or DJ Fela. You was in contact with them, or you was in your own thing, or you made something with them sometimes, or, you know?
Yeah, yeah, Blackout. Blackout was my guy, man. I met Blackout way back in the day, and DJ Fela, me and him, DJ Fela, I messed with Jesse James, that's my guy. But rest in peace to Fela, man. Fela was dope, man. And he was the first one that ever showed me love like that, man. That was a you know, Memphis got so much competition, a lot of bullshit that be going on. But Feline Blackout and DJ Paul, they were the first that came around me, man, that had the skills that I had, man, and they never showed me nothing but love, man. It was always love. They showed me some stuff. I showed them some stuff, and it never was no competition and shit going on like that, man. But those were some cool brothers.
Yeah, you guys were on the OTS record, or you recorded OTS, or not really? You was bringing that light on at this time?
Say it again.
Oh, I said, do you was in the sometime studio with the OTS records, with Reginald Boylan, or you were in your own studio at the time?
I got my
own first element is. Yeah,
I got my own joint, man. Like post production joint, and I go to other people's studio. Like my guy Big Phil, man. He worked with Squeaky a lot. So I might go through there, or if they call, I gotta go through there and drop some joints and all that, man. But other than that, I just do the joints out the crib, and somebody wanna purchase one, they hit me up. I go through it. I email it to them. But basically, you know me, man. I basically vibe by myself, man, and try to get it popping like that until somebody wanna, you know, vibe with me. I go through there and chop it up with them.
Okay. We got a Red Dog on the line. Red Dog of Sheldon on the call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What up, Marty? What up, bro?
yeah. What's going on, man?
What's up, Red Dog?
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Corn?
Hey, crop cool. In the building, man. Corn crop in the building for sure. What's going on, y'all? All right?
Hell yeah, man. History right here, man.
Yeah, man. What's
can
in the middle? What's up, Graham?
What up, IG?
Yeah,
you all right, bro?
Yeah, man. I'm good, man. Listening to this good music y'all putting out there, man. We appreciate y'all's support, man. Like for real, because, like, if it wasn't for y'all, like, a lot of times, you know, man, we wouldn't even hear about, you know what I'm saying, other people talking about us, not unless, like Grim was talking about, you know, earlier, like, not unless we go on YouTube and stuff like that, because, you know, it was like we found out, it was like a big shock to us, you know, because,
exactly.
Like Grim was saying, we was doing it for the, you know, for us, you know what I'm saying, and for our culture, and, you know what I'm saying, and because it was something that we love, you know, love doing music was our passion, you know what I'm saying, we was young men, growing up, all of us was into a whole lot of other things like sports and stuff like that. I don't know if Graham told you that boy was good enough to go to the NBA, man. I'll tell you, he was good enough to go to the NBA.
Day.
But that music, man, because
wow.
You know he always played ball. He always played ball. You know, back in the days throughout all his school, like junior high. In high school, you know, he was one of the scoring leads, you know, in the 12th grade, you know, for 3-point shooting. So,
wow.
With the music, their passion, you know, then just grew in, and you know, all of us was like we're kind of like from different hoods, like, you know, Grim from Coral Lake, and like he was speaking earlier, you know, we got all the hoods in Memphis, like Lakeview Garden, Westwood, Orange Mound, North Memphis. You know, some of the hoods, you know, we was kind of cool, and some of the hoods we wasn't, because we all had our own, you know, culture within
exactly.
of those hoods. So by me being from Coral Lake, I mean, not from Coral Lake, but from Lakeview Garden, I moved to Coral Lake, and that's when I met Grim. You know, I was already doing music before I met him, like how y'all spoke about. I had a solo tape that I had did. Called Coming Real with it, you know what I'm saying? Red Dog Coming Real with it that I had did in 95, because that's the year that I met Grim, and, you know, we just got together, man, and just clicked up. You know, I felt his vibe follow the music. That's when I first met him and Malachi, you know, my guy, Mally. What's up, Mally? You know, if you're listening, you know, right now. And we got together, man, and we just started putting all this good music together. And the first song that me and Grim ever did together was called Chapters of the Ghostwriters. I don't know if
exactly.
y'all ever heard that. before, but that was the very first song.
They call it Black Magic now, though. No, they gave it their own name, the fans, man. So it is what it is. They call it Black Magic, but me and Red Dog call it Ghost Rider.
Right.
How many of you were in Children of the Corn? In fact, you were a lot into it.
Yeah, it was a lot of us, man. Me, CC, Sweet Talk, Mike, Marco, Cavis, Red Dog, Mally, man, Mac B, Mackie, Flymon, Drake. So that was the main one. So we were damn near like Wu-Tang, like Red was telling you, man. We had the whole neighborhood, that whole side of South Memphis, that was a little part of South Memphis called Westwood. It's five little neighborhoods in that one, and everybody migrated to my house. And so that's how it was. It was about to us, man.
Yep.
And some continue go ahead.
What you were saying now, because we could hardly hear you.
Oh, just if a lot of them continue to rap or they stop rap, in fact.
Like I said, man, a lot of them got caught up in the, all of us got caught up in the street. But, you know what I mean? We're in Mike, God rest his soul, she died. Some of us went to school, some of us got caught up in the street, some of us went to jail. That what made all of us diverse and made us cool, you know what I mean? A lot of us went through some fucked up situations, but a lot of us just went on, you know what I mean? So like I said, we was moving and running so fast from teenagers till we was almost about to turn adults. So we couldn't even buy beer, bro, but we was the drunkest motherfuckers alive. We done more shit than anybody than ever done in their life, bro. I can't even get into them damn stories. But by the time we turned 21, we was tired, bro. We done seen so much shit.
Yo, since, hey, guess what, man? We was living like grown men at the age of I'm talking about full grown men at the age of 17 to 18, man. We didn't mind pretty much. Felt like it wasn't nothing that we haven't done, you know, and the music was what took us there, you know, because we used to go in the studio, I'd say probably like 2 or 3 o'clock in the evening, man, and we'd be in that joint to about 5 in the morning, you know what I'm saying, the daylight, and we used to do this every day. So that's why we had so much music, you know what I'm saying? And at one point in time, I don't know if y'all remember this, you remember Big L, Cameron, and Mace back in the day in New York? Remember, they had a group called Children of the Corn. They had a group called Children of the Corn in Harlem. But we didn't know nothing about that. We didn't know the Memphis, us, you know, from Memphis, we didn't know nothing about that. And all of a sudden, you know, we starting to get like hate mail and different stuff from guys from New York, like, y'all doping this and that, but y'all ain't messing with Big L and y'all ain't messing with him. We like, man, what these folks talking about? We like, we ain't heard nothing about
I ain't even know Cameron was in the group, and I love Cameron.
Right.
When I found out Cameron and Big L was in it, I was like, oh, those some dope niggas.
That's what I said,
that
too.
They wanted beef,
it's
man.
The same,
I was looking at it like this here. I'm like, okay, they got Children of the Corn Harlem, so we Children of the Corn Memphis, man. There's no said. We're not going to change our name up for nobody, not unless we want to. So, you know what I'm saying? So at one point in time, you know, we just started calling ourselves, for sure we started calling, but we never took the Children of the Corn out. We started calling ourselves CL Posse, which was our hood, Coral Lake Posse. Everybody knew us by that. Then we started calling ourselves, also we're calling ourselves COTC, which is the abbreviation of Children of the Corn. If you hear somebody say COTC, you already know what it is. That's Children of the Corn right there. You know what I'm saying? So we never tried to be in competition with them guys, man. You know, we always thought, that they was dope, you know what I'm saying, and everybody that listened to us, you know, I mean, you got to look at it. This is Memphis, man. This is down south. We got our own style. And New York, you know, they always had their own style and their style of rap. Not to say that we didn't have no lyricists, you know what I'm saying, that come from the south or either in the group church of the Quorum, because all of us were real lyricists, you know what I'm saying, especially when we had to be. But most of the time, guys, I ain't even going to lie to y'all, we were very serious about our music, man. But at the same time, we were just, like Grim said, we were just expressing how we feel and just mainly just having fun. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what it was. We were having fun. Yeah. Now, we'll make a song in 2 or 3 minutes, and, man, the whole city of Memphis, I love it. We'll be done with a song, I promise you, literally, in, like, 2 to 3 minutes, 5 minutes tops. Am I lying, Grim?
Man, that's how it was, bro. Like, so we were reflecting the shit that was going on around us, the shit that we was going through. And, man, and I remember one summer, bro, it was almost to the point. One car will be bumping DJ Paul for the summer or whatever, and
right.
The next car will be bumping us. We didn't even know we blew up like that. I went up to TSU Homecoming one time just to go up there and kick it with my dudes. Man, everybody up there was bumping us and didn't even know I was standing right beside them. I was like, man, this shit bigger than what we were trying to make it happen. We were just talking about our hood and the shit we was going through. I was like, man, we might be on to something. But, you know what I mean, life hit us, and everybody started growing up. And, you know, we all still love each other, but everybody just started going. They separated, becoming adults. And we didn't know this shit was going to do this like this.
Yeah.
Life intervenes, man, sometimes. You know, life just happens, and, you know, but good thing
It was the same case for the Shadow of the Corn with the Harlem, with the Mother ANC, with Crazy and Alamo, and a lot of people thought which was Yahoo Mother ANC, but it's not the same group. Also, you got the tongue twisting flow way before Migos. So
exactly.
You were the first, you must be recognized from that. It's crazy, you have not the recognition you deserve now.
Exactly.
People, you know?
I see these young cats, they always bragging. I played some old Children of the Corn stuff with Red Dog and Miss Crazy, like Cigar Rest Her Soul again. Man, they looked at me and gonna say, man, y'all biting off me, dog. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm like, all right, Brad.
That's crazy to me. How can you be biting off of somebody that you was doing this way before y'all was in Pampers almost, man?
Exactly.
I'm not dissing them. We're not dissing them or nothing like that. But I'm just saying, you dudes was in Pampers. I can actually laugh about it. You know what I'm saying? You little dudes was in Pampers, bro. When I was doing it, I done flowed through a whole song nonstop like that, like just like Lord Infamous, man. And me and Grim got a song that we did where me and him flowing through the whole song almost nonstop without breathing almost. So, you know, and this was in what, Grim,
yeah.
What, 97?
Yeah.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
That
so,
was
how is it that we beat our face down?
Decades ago. Yeah,
even
Yo
Gotti, Yo Gotti started off like that, man. Everybody started off with that triple flow here.
Yeah, M-Town, man. But I'll tell you what, guys, I want to go to the song, and then I want to come back. I want to close it out. I want to give both you guys the floor. You know what I'm saying? And, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Here's another one that the two of you guys did together. Man, this is Street NIGGAZ. Tell them about this one, man. You guys can intro this one for us.
No doubt. That's Street Nigga. That's I did the beat. That's Mally and Red Dog, man. That joint there going to be a classic, man. It's on release.
For sure.
We'll be right back right here, Murder Mass Media Show, Little Grim and Red Dog. Don't go nowhere.
You know you're fucking with a street nigga, right? You're fucking with a street nigga, right? Those streets sweep you off your feet, nigga. So you don't want to be, nigga. I get it out these streets, nigga. So that's the way I eat it, nigga. So you know who you're fucking with.
You know who you fucking with. I'm right around with that strap, nigga. That 40 on my left, nigga. And I swear to God, I ain't playing with you. And you don't wanna play with me, cause you gon' get your issue. That handgun I'm holding, shooting missiles. Can't wait to be exact, tearing through your tissue. And I don't wanna kill unless I have to. But you know I will if I have to. I'm in Gotham City dodging cops too. I'm married to the game, I took a oath, I said I do. That bullshit on with it, anybody can get it. Lord World G said, nigga, I been committed. Since a team getting money, nigga, I been a dick. I got a hustling habit, and it's hard to kick it. I'm trying to work my way up on a ticket million. Real ass street nigga, now you nigga can't admit it. Right. You fucking with a street nigga, right? You're fucking with a street nigga, right? Street sweeper, sweep you off your feet, nigga. So you don't want to be, nigga. I get it out these streets, nigga. And that's the way I eat it, nigga. So you know who you fucking with. You know who you fucking with.
I'm in these Memphis grimy streets, that's what I choose to do. Miss Ruby gon' sing the blues, so your family nigga won't have to. Got all kind of guns and ammo and shit you can't pronounce the words to. You decided to play with your life, then they label you dog as a damn fool. Three niggas gon' break you up proper. Ain't no way you gon' make it to doctor. 40 Cali gon' sound like a rocket. While your body burst like a piñata. Man, you know that my niggas retarded. How the hell do you wanna go start shit? Got your wife and kid trapped in the closet. While we work for you in the garage, bitch. Man, we hungry and we gotta eat too. So tonight my nigga dinner is on you. And I'm hoping you donate a big plate. If you don't, you consider it dead weight. Think we playing, then we gonna demonstrate. And them bullets gon' deeply penetrate. Get this money, you know that I just can't wait. While we ball off real quick on the interstate. Now we counting up them hundreds. That's how we kick it. Popping, feeling, smoking loud with the baddest bitches. In this Memphis city streets, that's just how we get it. We some certified street niggas.
With a street nigga, right? You're fucking with a street nigga, right? Street sweeper, sweep you off your feet, nigga. So you don't want to be, nigga. I get it out these streets, nigga. And that's the way I eat it, nigga. So you know who you fucking with. You know who you fucking with.
That's what I'm talking about. We're back in the Murder Master Music Show, episode 592, Little Grim. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the homie Red Dog also called in, man. I'm going to, man, first I want to thank you guys, you know what I'm saying, for calling in tonight. Real dope show. And I want to get both of you
on the floor, man.
Let them know your social media and how they can get a hold of you if they want to get some beats or features, you know what I'm saying? You guys got it, brothers.
Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead, Red.
Yeah, what's up, man? This is your boy, man, Red Dog. You know what I'm saying? M-Town Fridays, you know what I'm saying, in the building. You know what I'm saying? With my homie, Grim, you know. COTC cheering of the corn, Memphis Bound, man. You know, we just want to, man, thank y'all for having us on. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it, man. You know, to recognizing us, man, and letting us, you know, do our thing. You can reach me, though, on Facebook under Brian Phillips. You know, you can reach me up on there. You know, I'm going by, you know, my regular name on there, you know, for families and friends or whatever, and fans that know me by, you know, my real name, you know, and my rap name. So right now, I ain't just really messing with all the other social media right now because we kind of like on the low-ski right now, but we got some new productions that's going to be coming out soon, and all the other social media platforms going to be up after that.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate y'all too, man. I appreciate all y'all that brought me back to my senses, man. Like I said, I tried to run from who I was. I done been in XXL, Scratch, Fader, and all that from being a whole different, made a whole different name, man. And if you want to reach me for production, I got a whole lot of shit popping with a whole lot of cats, man, that I'm not going to call the name out to it popping, but, man, it's nothing like being around my brothers, man, Red Dog, Mally, the whole coin, man. And we going to resurrect this shit, man, and y'all did it, man. And I appreciate y'all. Y'all can reach me on Facebook, Montreal Grimm Jameson, and on Instagram, it's Legends at Our Craft. So, like I said, we going to keep this shit going, man, and the thing with this, man, you got to keep reinventing yourself, man. And like right. I said, you do it for the love, man, and once you're doing it for the love, nobody can fuck with you, man. And I shout out to everybody in Memphis, all the producers, all the rappers, man, that's doing y'all thing, man. M-Town love for me all day.
Sure. Thank you, fellas, man. Sure. Much appreciation.
Thanks.
Shout out to you, Lord Sinister. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you
for the show tonight. Man, we're going to get out of here with this classic track, man. You talk about the first one, Murder on My Mind, right here, Little Grim. We're out
here,
Murder Master Music. No.
100.
Can do it like this, a blast on the pad.
Forces that be chosen by the Lord, but they got me, Lord. Play some bitches, give me struggle with my kitchen, for my eyes get the flicking. My way I'm peeing blood river, no, it's not my bridges, right? It's all the pleasure, living bitch. If you want to try me, bitch, do it on the rainy day. Hear that thunder now, you wonder why your body in the grave. I could be like this, but boy, it's a devil fall. Now I'm dang, even through my motherfucking bitches, oh.